It's hard to get excited by myself.
I know. That's what she said.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It's This, That, and the Other Thing. I am Danielle, along with my haven't-shaved-her-head-yet, stuck-at-home-like-you-are co-host, Stephanie.
That'd be me. Hello, everybody.
Hello, over there in the clovis.
I was just spinning my chair, and I was like, realized maybe you could hear me going, creak, creak.
All right, so today we're going to do a little bonus episode for you. We wanted to take a little time to bring some good news or some good feels in the middle of this new crazy world we live in.
Yes,
I know, right? It's terrible. So despite possibly having your life change in a drastic way and so very quickly, we know there are some great things that are happening out there.
Absolutely. We've got to focus on the good.
Yes, exactly.
That's one of my favorite quotes from Fred Rogers. Now I have to pull it up, so you have to give me a second. It's one of my favorite quotes, but
but I don't know it at all.
Where he said, "Look for the helpers. You will always find people who are helping. Whenever you see the scary things in the news, you always just look for the helpers." So
yeah, I have heard this one before. Maybe you have said it.
Maybe, or maybe it was Mr. Rogers way back in the day. I don't know.
Maybe I don't know.
It's a good one. It's a good one, especially now where we're seeing people coming together and coming together, but yet apart. Right?
So. Yes, exactly. That seems to be the term these days. What is it? Alone together?
Mm-hmm. That's it. Sorry, I'm drinking tea. That's what I've become quarantined. The bad puns haven't stopped. They haven't stopped.
No way.
No, I think they might have gotten worse, actually. Well, the other day, I said it was Good Friday, and I texted my mom, TGIGF, you know, thank God it's Good Friday. And she goes, ha ha ha, your father sent me the same thing. I just said, oh God.
Oh no.
It's happened.
Yeah. You start telling the same jokes as your dad, mm-hmm. watch out.
Unbeknownst to me, yes, yep. So there's that.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, so what are like some good things that you have been seeing in the news maybe or seeing online or just hearing about in general?
Well, surprisingly, a lot more than normal. For as you know, I feel like, you know, with the way everything is with media now, social media, it's in your face all day long. That's the first thing you pick up on your phone. It's your news feed, your Instagram, your Facebook, your Twitter, you know, all that stuff is always popping up. And it's constant. And it's usually, you know, drama or entertainment news, things that might not be news, but are seen as news. Mm-hmm. But now I feel like as much terrible things that are happening out there, that now that there is a lot of good news, because people are stepping up to the plate and trying to help each other out and doing it in creative ways, which is also something we'll get to, I'm sure. But yeah, just so in general, just communities coming together to help, you know, making face masks and other different types of things that help our healthcare heroes when they're out there all day and they're helping the patients that, you know, desperately need it. They are also desperately need help, and people are stepping up to the plate to do that, whether they're hand sewing these things. There's a friend of ours who has a 3D printer. Shout out to Jen. She's been busting her butt doing that.
Yes, I've seen a lot of 3D printing going on.
Yeah, because of the face shields and everything. Another thing is people have been donating to hospitals by using restaurants to help out. So this way it's helping a small business. You know, they're struggling as well. There's so many things that, you know, the restaurant business is taking a huge hit. They're trying to stay afloat as much as they can, but they can only do, you know, deliveries or curbside pickup. But a lot of folks are actually donating to send sandwiches or hot meals to people that are working in the hospitals or seniors that might not have, you know, the means to get to these things.
Oh, that's great. I haven't seen that actually anywhere. That's a really great thing they're doing.
Yeah. So I have a few groups like in my town. So they've been doing a lot of that. There's a local food truck that's been doing that. Actually, he's going to be a part of my son's birthday. He offers like a birthday package where he'll drive his food truck down, you know, and play some songs that the kids, you know, would like and put their name on the screen, whatever it is. He's been driving through the town just playing music for people, just to make people smile. He's the empanada guy. Everybody knows him. Zoe Lily, oh, yeah, empanadas. So shout out to Ralph Yao for that. So yeah, it's really neat to see all these people coming together and just seeing, you know, who needs the help, you know, where you could Venmo the restaurant and they'll put something together. And, you know, they coordinate everything with either the hospital, the senior center, you know, anything like that, people that are looking for things. So it's been really nice to see that, you know, it makes you feel like it's something that kind of everybody can do. You know, obviously if you don't have a ton of money, that's fine. And obviously a lot of people too are out of work right now, but if you have a couple bucks, I said, $10 would feed a senior, you know, like for a week or something with what they could do. So really even just a little bit helps a lot. So that's one big thing that I've seen, and I've asked to participate in myself, because it's just, again, for me, it was just easy to say, hey, oh, that would be great. I can, you know, throw a couple bucks towards this and it will help that kind of thing. And you know exactly where it's going.
That's really cool.
Yeah. It's been helpful to have the Facebook community during this time too, because, you know, your social media, of course, but having it within my town, it's like knowing what all the neighbors are doing. People are keeping each other posted on, you know, the store situation, what they're finding. Just today, someone posted about, you know, Lysol wipes. That Harmon's actually had some, so that helped a lot of people out that were running low. You know, just keeping each other informed, and for the most part, in a positive way.
Cool. I like that.
Yeah. What else? Well, there's been so many. So I'll start a couple, but then I'll throw some to you because I'll just talk forever.
Okay. That sounds good.
But there's been another thing that I know our town has done and a lot of other towns across the country, where they're just chalking messages outside. Like people will take chalk and the kids, and they'll draw, you know, inspirational messages or even like fun little things, like, not to bring Tiger King up again, but it's been such a huge thing going into the quarantine here. But
sure has been.
I saw someone post or chalk out, did Carol Baskin kill her husband, yes or no? And they left a pile of rocks so they could see people votes. You know, people could just move the rocks.
That's a good idea.
But you could do something like that, or it's like a fun questionnaire to get to know your neighbors. they've also organized bear hunts and egg hunts. So kids have put bears in the window, so when people are going out for their walks, it gives other kids like, oh, look, if you see a bear in a kid in a window, you found a bear, and you can
count, oh my goodness,
how many bears you got. For Easter, they did that for eggs. So
that's,
you know,
just so coming, cute.
It is cute. So now I think they're doing rainbows. We've been kind of like switching it up, and I know different areas do different things at different times, but it's been really cool. See that.
Oh, that's really adorable. And that's, I guess, my neighborhood doesn't have like little kids like that anymore, so we're not really, you know, I guess, in that world of doing all those little things together, but that's really adorable.
Yeah. Have you seen other things outside? I know you've been walking a lot.
No, I haven't been walking a lot. Oh. I've been wanting to walk a lot. So yeah, I'm in the boat of, I had all of these big ambitions. So I'm going to like get myself together, get a good like self-care routine going. None of that has happened. Yeah. None of it.
Oh, same girl, same. So, I thought I'd have all this time, but I'm exactly the same. I just have to keep the kids busy all the time. So
exactly.
Like, I feel like I've said it 1,000 times. I feel like I'm busier now than when,
yep,
but, you know,
when we, yeah, the I feel world like I is have open. Less time.
Yeah.
That's funny. No, but I mean, like where I work from home is on, you know, in one of the bedrooms of my house and it's upstairs. And so I'm looking out the window to, you know, the street in front of my house. And so I see a lot of people walking, mm-hmm. a lot of people running, a lot of people walking their dogs, which is really cute. I get to see all the dogs out there. I get to see all the deliveries that are happening. Like the delivery trucks drive by. I thought I was going to have a delivery earlier today, and I see the truck drive up and then do a little loop and then drive right past me again. And I was like, oh, I guess that wasn't for me.
Womp womp.
Yep. So those are all the things I get to look at outside. I can see all the trees starting to get greener. There's little, you know, pink blossoms on one of my trees outside that I've been watching yes. for a few days now.
I've seen the blossoms popping up. It's been yep. really cool.
So very excited just watching it get a little bit more colorful out there.
Mm-hmm. I actually noticed today that we went to, there's a barn that's nearby, and she opened what we call a drive-through safari. Because it's a farm.
What?
Yeah, again, it's a...
I get it.
Safari, okay. Yes. So she Super opens cute. Her farm and she lets people drive through it. It's not a normal thing. Normally, it is open to the public. Normally, like during the spring and summer and fall, where you could, you know, you pay like $5 and you go in and you could feed the animals carrots and stuff, but you're walking through. But what she did is she opened up the paths so people can drive their cars through and you can throw carrots to the animals as long as you, you know, stay by her rules, you stay in your car, you know, you don't feed the animals out of your hand, you just throw it and you could go through as many times as you want. And it's awesome because it's just like a quick little car ride, you know, you spend like 10 minutes going through it and you could circle back and do it again. The kids love it. It's like you just get to That's throw awesome. Carrots.
It's something not inside your house.
Nope. And so it's like social distancing, you know, in your car.
Oh, I love it.
See the animals. So it's nice because everything's in spring now. So like you said, she's got a bunch of baby bunnies and the trees are Aww. Blooming. And so another cool outdoor thing that was nice to break up the monotony. We've gone twice now. So that's at Brook Hollow Barnyard in Booton for anybody who's nice. In the area. You could go on their website. Now she's taking reservations just to limit the amount per hour, you know, to make sure that, you know, there's not an overall, you know, too many people at once. So she's very good about, you know, keeping the distance and sticking to the quarantine rules. And she's been doing it for a few weeks now. So it's been good so far.
Mm-hmm. All those animals are going to be very well fed. That's yeah. for sure.
That's for sure.
Oh, well, speaking of other things outside, there's been a lot of things I've seen online where people are setting up tables at like the end of their driveway or something that have all like essential items or food things that people would need, like if they have extra.
Yes.
And I've even seen one, they put out like a little, you know, tiny folding table and just had, you know, whatever they could put on there, they put on there and they said, take what you want, leave things if you have any. And it grew so much that they had to put up one of those big white outdoor tents and there's like 3 really big folding tables in there now full wow. of stuff. Yep.
That's cool.
Yeah. People coming together like that, it just, that impresses me.
Yeah. It's like, I feel like before all this, people were very much, you just kind of stuck to yourself because you're just, mm-hmm. I know my neighbors for the most part. I'm probably close to one neighbor on this street, and she's awesome. I love you, Krista. Yeah, but like this time, it's weird because we're all separated, but yet learning more about each other than ever before.
Yep.
So it's quite the, I don't want to say experiment because I don't want to ever do this experiment again. But
no.
But yeah, it's just interesting to see how it all is playing out.
And speaking of get to know people, I've seen a lot of this going on where people will go to other people's houses and whatever, and either just to visit them through a window, give them a phone call while they're out there,
yeah.
maybe celebrate a birthday while they're standing outside. You know, so that's kind of a cool little way that people are, you know, getting to be outside a little bit, but still like have fun with other people and keeping their distance.
That's right.
It's also very creative, I think.
Well, that's just it. It is. We've done that once. It was my mom's birthday. So we dropped off a cake and I Lysoled the hole like outside. Drop it off. My dad set up a stool. We just put it in the middle. And we sat in the back of the car. They were inside the garage, the open garage or whatnot. My sister and her husband mm-hmm. were there. But yeah, like just trying to see each other, but stay away. And I've seen a lot of cool things where some teachers have come to visit their kids and read them a story, you know, sitting outside or even just through the glass window. They're trying to teach them a lesson because some kid was struggling to learn something. So, I mean, we have to shout out like all of the heroes here too, is like the healthcare providers, obviously, you know, first and foremost, they're in the trenches. They're putting themselves at risk every day on the front lines. You know, the paramedics, the nurses, the doctors, the staff, just the staff in general at the hospitals. You know, everybody that it worked that goes in there every single day, every single minute that they're there, it's just a chance that they could be contracting this terrible virus. So shout out to them. And then of course, all the essential workers that are out there, you know, they're working, the garbage men and the bankers and the teachers, my gosh, I mean, they're working in a different way. So it's, I know a lot of parents are going to be singing their praises for years to come when they realize how much goes into, you know, teaching children all day long. You know, you have a couple kids at home and you're teaching them now one-on-one. Imagine having a class full of 20 plus kids and you're, you know, trying to teach them things. So now we're doing that from home. But yes, and again, to pretty much anybody else out there that still goes to work, our grocery store workers, really, they, another group of people that really need to be recognized. You know, they probably see more people in a day that we see in a month, you know. So
yep,
easily.
Yeah, and some of them, you know, they might not want to be there, they might not have a choice that they have to be there, right. But it's still appreciated that you don't just give up and quit, and absolutely, and you're still there helping out everybody else.
But yeah, so shout out to everybody out there who's still getting up and going to work every day, and you know, putting others before themselves, really. So just wanted to say that. Have you seen any funny things?
Oh, well, funny. I was just going to ask you the same question.
Oh, okay. Well, I definitely. I did just look in the mirror, so. Oh, my God. I need to be stopped.
I've definitely seen some funny things. It's definitely, I'm sure everyone out there has seen posts about all the different, like, coronavirus quarantine haircuts that everyone's giving themselves or having other people give them.
Yes.
They're all
funny. There needs to be like a huge compilation about this at the end, you know, after when people start coming out of their houses looking like, again, Joe Exotic, you know, look on a normal day. Like, what happened? Oh, you could just blame it. It was on the Joe Exotic hairstyle. So
yeah, it's becoming popular.
Yep. Sonny had one. Greg just buzzed it right off. He just
yep.
It's already grown back, so.
That was crazy. One day, picture of him, all his hair, and the next, no hair.
Yeah. Easy. He just walks around going, Daddy, buzz. He really likes saying
aww.
That. Plus, he wants to be Buzz Lightyear, so it's great because he's.
Oh, well, that's perfect. Mm-hmm.
You haven't cut your hair or anything, have you?
Oh, no, and I will not be cutting my hair. I will just let it grow out. It's going to be a little grayer, but it's going to just be there.
I think a lot of people will be a lot of different colors and
yep.
shapes. And I don't even know if people that get their nails done all the time or their eyelashes or tanning. Yeah,
I just chopped all my nails off. Oh. So yeah, that's a sad one. But just like hair, they grow back. It'll be fine.
That's right. I mean, you could just do it like me. I haven't cut my hair in over a year, and that's short for me. So mm-hmm. It's like I've been preparing for this my whole life. One or two years without a haircut, you know.
Yes, what is it? The introverts have been preparing for this time inside forever.
They're like, oh, yeah, we knew it. We're good.
What else? Anything funny that you've seen going on?
Yes, and this ties into like our good news here today. But if you're a fan of The Office, or even if you're not, John Krasinski, he came out with this weekly YouTube show called Some Good News. And it's just great for some uplifting fun. They do some really cool things. They talk about some interesting news. And it's just nice to have a smile on your face and not listen to any of the stuff that's going on otherwise.
Yes, exactly. I try not to listen to as much of it as possible. Mm-hmm. Just the fun stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think I'd go crazy.
Well, that's just it. I mean, again, okay, this is the last time I'm going to bring Joe Exotic up, but I think that this is why.
No, it's not.
Yeah, I'm going to try. Why that was such a, I don't know, quote, I guess it's a hit because it's still number one, but it's just like, it made you forget about everything else because the whole thing is just so crazy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You just forget about everything else. So for those 7 hours, you know, you just can kind of tune off. So it was a interesting thing to enjoy. I don't know if you want to say enjoy, but to watch.
Yeah, it was interesting. Yeah, that's for sure. So speaking of that show, I have been trying to use my time to clean up all my shit. Just clean it up.
Yep.
Get it all nice and organized as best I possibly can.
And how's that going for you?
It's hard. It's really hard because there are, like, take my closet, for example.
Yes.
I need to go out and get things to help organize it, but I can't go do that.
Yep.
So it's just kind of like, I look at it, I'm like, well, I could organize you,
mm-hmm.
but I can't.
Yeah.
Yep. So just lots of bags of donate stuff, mm-hmm. which eventually will go out. I don't even know if they'll accept it, though, if it's, you know, not been cleaned properly. I don't know if they're going to clean it. I don't know. But that's another time to worry about.
Yeah, they usually do. I mean, right now, that's in one of my community Facebook groups that people were talking about that, like who's still accepting things, you know, because obviously things that people touch. But, you know, that it's so hard because they don't really know what they don't know anything about this virus. I'm kind of concerned.
Yeah.
You know, it's scary because they don't know exactly what it is or how it's called. Yeah, exactly. They can't pinpoint. So where they think it only lasts so long on surface, certain surfaces and certain things. So who knows? But
I mean, months pass by and I assume that it wouldn't make it
right.
that long, but maybe a few weeks it'll last. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But I did just, I read something or someone told me that even if you test positive, you do your isolation thing, you're kind of over it. Like you're past the hump of all the typical symptoms and whatnot, mm-hmm. but you still test again and you still have it. So how long does it stay in your system? We still don't really know that, I guess.
Right. And I read something too
that's
saying you know, once you have it, you can't get it again, but they don't know that for sure. So,
right. Is it kind of like chicken pox or is it more like a cold? Mm-hmm. Who knows? I am certainly not in the medical field to be asking, but I would like to find out one day.
Yeah. I'm sure at some point we will have answers to these things, but it's just all so new.
Mm-hmm. Anything good on in the entertainment area?
Yes, actually.
Nothing?
There's a lot of stuff that's been a bonus of all of this. I always say of like everything that's going on. I don't like to bring it up. I don't like to say the C word. So, yes. So with everything going on, there's been a lot, like the entertainment industry kind of stepping up to like the whole thing with John Krasinski. He made this some good news, so that was cool. But like some kids authors, they're doing daily readings, or Josh Gad, you know, he's the voice of Olaf, so he started doing some bedtime stories. He's making some shorts, which the kids love. NASA is doing books from space.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's really neat. They have a bunch of different
Tune into that.
You should. I think it's 4 o'clock? 4 o'clock? You have to look. They switch it up every once in a while. So
okay.
Another great thing that I know you've seen too, and we could both enjoy, is that Disney has been releasing recipes. So
yes,
we've seen the churros, we've seen the grilled cheese, I've seen mm-hmm. the Dole Whips. They've been releasing them every week or so. They've also, through the app, they've been doing a lot of cool stuff where they do a drawing session where they'll teach you how to draw one of the characters. So if you go on to the Disney World or Disneyland app, you could go on there and there's a little separate section where you can just click on it and it's just a quick little video and you can follow along and try to draw it, or they do like little games here and there. So they've been actually really very active in sending some special things out. And they also have it'll have aired by now, but I'm sure it will re-air a sing-along. Disney sing-along is tomorrow night, so it's supposed to be like 8 p.m they're gonna have a bunch of different people, I guess, coming on, and that they're gonna sing Disney sing-along songs. So
Super fun.
I'm excited to see it because I remember listening to like Disney sing-alongs or watching the video, like sing-along songs with the bouncing Mickey and all that. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, it'd be like fun to sing Disney songs.
Well, I'm looking at the app right now, and I see here's the Now You're Cooking, so you can see the little, you know, Dole Whip thing, and here's mm-hmm. the Artist Studio. You can learn how to draw Mickey. Mm. I even see a thing, Shorts by Disney Parks. I wonder what that's about.
Cool.
Well, I'm going to have to check this out later.
Yeah, see? It's just something different.
Ooh, Mickey and Minnie trivia at home. Gosh, they're doing all sorts of things.
Well, we got to do that. Yeah, so and they've been releasing some things early. So like Frozen 2, you know, it wasn't supposed to come out until I think May or June, but they released it back in April. Was it April? Even March, even. They released it early, right to Disney Plus, which was awesome. And they did the same thing with Onward.
Yep, definitely. I checked off those things on my list. Definitely. Both of them.
We haven't
so cute.
Gotten to Trolls yet, but that's also out. But that's not Disney. That's Universal, I think.
So, yeah, I think so. I heard Justin Timberlake talking about that the other day.
And we just saw the first one last week or week or two ago. So
yeah, I'm going to catch up.
Yeah, that was cute. A little scary, but I guess. I mean, my kids have seen Jurassic Park by now.
So. Okay, so not that scary.
No, well, you know, we kind of like they're at the age where I don't know if they really understand like all right, when the guy gets eaten, there's nothing really gory in the movie. It's like. Mm-mm. Terrifying, but there's nothing really like, oh my god. But in the beginning, when the guy, like, you see his hand go away, like he's getting eaten in the thing.
Yeah.
So he's just like, I just laugh and laugh and laugh. I'm like, oh my god.
Good for her.
Oh my god, who are you? But yeah, so that's been really cool that they've been doing that, the entertainment.
Definitely. And tell me, I'm getting through the list of like a million shows that I've wanted to watch.
Yeah.
And I feel like I've got nothing left.
And there's always TikTok. So I'm not on TikTok, but I mean, you see people posting them all the time. It's like, I don't even need the app. I just see them when people, when they're that good, then they come through Instagram and, you know, then you see it.
Yep.
Plus my kids have made a movie already and they're already talking about another movie. We just made it in a couple hours one weekend. So
I thought it was very good. So I vote another one.
Yeah. I know. Well, we're deciding between a second, you know, Parachutal Activity, the second one, or just gonna do a different genre and we'll circle back to Parachute, you know, again later. I prefer that.
Yeah, make the audience wait for it.
That's what I said. Do now, you don't always just release the sequel right away, but yeah, Sonny wants to make a sports movie, so we'll see how that goes.
It'd be like a Rudy story. Yeah. That's what I wrote that.
I mean, you gotta go Rudy, right? Sean Astin, yeah, it's all classic. The way. See, it keeps me busy too.
Definitely, I love it.
And how's work been with all of this? You know, being
work's been work. It's the usual, just at home.
Yep. Have you been? You've been Zooming.
Oh yes, Zooming all over the place.
Yes, that's right.
Definitely. I got to test out my hosting abilities to see all the different options that a host has versus just someone that's participating.
Yes, and I also have heard that. There's like a chat in there that you can talk to someone specifically, but I guess at the end of the Zoom call, like you can get the host, I think, gets like a transcript of all that. So
yes, I heard of that. So, you know, be careful what you say. don't type anything random in there. Nah, but yeah, I've heard, I experienced the other day, we had like a voting session happen, so I guess you come up with like a question, and I guess in our case it was the multiple choice options, and you take a poll of what people answer, and they say it's anonymous. I don't know how anonymous at the end, if the host can see your private conversations, I feel like they'd also see who voted what, but who knows. I don't have the host abilities in those cases, so but yeah, I need to try the hosting out and see what that's like. And we're having a little competition next week for the best background, but it can't be a virtual background like Zoom offers. We have to do an actual physical background that is there with us in person.
Okay.
Yeah, so it should be interesting. What we can come up with in our own homes that we have hardly any materials for.
have you had any meeting fails yourself or seen any like in your own personal Zoom experience or just
nothing? Nothing in Zoom. We also at our office have used WebEx.
Yes.
And So for that, usually we will dial in online so we can share screens on the computer, but then call in separately from our phones because it's a little bit clearer and more easy, easier to use at least. I think my only fail on that is don't forget to unmute yourself on the computer and on your phone because otherwise they can't hear you. But other than that, nothing terrible. We've had little kids running around in the background and, you know, some people will be using the mobile version of these apps and they'll kind of drop their phone by accident, but that's, you know, all expected. No potatoes, no managers turning in potatoes all of those little things you see. Nobody in their underwear that we've seen, none of those things.
Yeah, I did see a clip of some guy who was like completely naked and he's like walking around.
Oh my goodness.
And like everybody's just laughing at him. He's walking around away from his computer like, what? What are you doing? Oh my God.
Oh God.
You have to go back to work with these people at some point.
Yeah, exactly. That's the whole thing. How do you look at them in person ever again?
Oh, good.
But they're funny. Those are some of my favorite things to look at, all the meeting fails and see what happens to people.
Yeah, it's been a great time for memes.
For sure.
Not that it's ever a bad time for memes, but it's been a really good time for memes.
Yeah.
So going with good news and good things, a great thing we love is Buzzsprout.
Yes. Buzzsprout gets your show listed on every major podcast platform. They'll set you up with a podcast website, audio players you can drop into other websites, analytics to see how people are listening, and so much more.
Following the link in the show notes lets Buzzsprout know we sent you. Gets you a $20 Amazon gift card if you sign up for a paid plan and help support our show. So if you're ready to get behind the mic and hit record, let Buzzsprout help you on your way. I've got a question for you.
Yes.
You know, I'm sure people have been stuck at home for a month plus now and maybe getting a little stale on some ideas for things to do. Do you have any suggestions, any ideas?
Absolutely.
Cool.
I got a couple of things that you can maybe do in your backyard or front yard or side yard or anywhere outside, really.
Okay, that sounds good. I'll take it.
Yeah, so, I mean, of course, any lawn game that you have or you can create, that's perfect for right now. I mean, hell, I'll even play by myself if I have to.
Nothing like a tennis ball against the garage, right? Like,
yeah, exactly. Bring it back old school. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can like build and play giant-sized Jenga. All you have to do is cut some 2x4s up.
I like that idea.
Nice and easy. Mm-hmm. You can have a bonfire with the marshmallows, of course.
Yes, I actually have the jumbos. I got the jumbos to make like s'mores at home with the kids, like way, like before we were quarantined or anything, just like right before it happened. And I was like, oh, they're going to love these jumbo marshmallows. Way too big for them. That was, I don't know what I was thinking. I made them one s'more and it was inside and they were like, you can't eat this. I'm like, okay. So I ended up eating them, which wasn't a bad thing. But now I have this big bag and we just keep ripping it up into pieces so they can eat it. Because Sonny will just put the whole thing in his mouth if I give him the whole thing.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. No, I didn't really think
that's the size of his head. Oh, that's adorable. You can watch and or paint or sketch nature. I've heard a lot of people doing that. Yes. I've also heard some people listing all the sounds that they hear outside. Just a fun little list to
both of those,
you know,
things
look at later.
Yeah.
You can go camping close to home, quotes, close to home, as you know, right in your backyard or just outside near your house. I used to do that.
You could do that
actually
inside.
When we were little.
Yeah.
Yes, you can do it inside. You can make a nice little pillow fort or something.
Yes.
Or actually pop your tent open inside. Feel free. Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, we used to do that when I was younger. My dad used to set up our tent in the backyard. And it was really fun. You can have a picnic and maybe like project a movie on the side of your house or something. That'd be kind of fun.
It would be fun. I'm happy it's getting warmer out.
Yeah, definitely. Speaking of warmer out, you can do a water balloon fight.
Yes.
How much fun would that be?
Those are pretty fun. You like just throwing the balloons and just watching the kids laugh.
Just something. Anything.
Yeah.
And you can also do date night.
Yes, I'm big on that. Trying to.
Definitely, yeah. Trying to. That's the key. Yeah, set up a restaurant or something, you know, make it a little different to do with something date-like or cooking something special together, maybe order in, solve a mystery kit, do those oh-so in-demand puzzles we've got going on now.
Very good. I could do a few of these things. Or just try to.
Yes, try. That's the important thing. Just, you know, put it on your list, maybe try it. And if it doesn't work, you can always do it at a later time because your home and right around your home and your yard will always be available to you. Mm-hmm. Just more so right now.
And now it's time for something to know.
Did you know that you can trick your brain into thinking it's happy? Just make yourself smile for a few minutes and you might just start to feel those happy feels.
Yes, I'm feeling it already. And now you know.
Well, that's been our time for today. We hope you enjoyed, you know, this bonus episode we have for you. And again, we hope everybody's staying home and staying safe and keep your chin up, everybody.
Yes, hold in.
Things will be back to normal.
Hang in there. We're getting there. Try to enjoy the slower pace time because it will pick up soon enough and it'll be back to crazy.
Before you know it. So you can follow us on Instagram and Twitter, thisthat_pod, and visit our website, thisthatpod.com. So for Stephanie, I'm Danielle. And remember, with friends, anything is possible.
Keep your distance, everybody. Bye-bye.
This, That, and the Other Thing with Danielle Messina and Stephanie Rossi is recorded at Landbridge Records. Special thanks to Rigby for providing our theme song and incidentals. Be sure to check us out on Instagram and Twitter at thisthat_pod and our website, thisthatpod.com.
I made sure to say bye. Yeah. Don't yell at me again. Sorry, Mom.